morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Lloyd.
How are you? Good. Father, we thank you for this day. And help us to stay out of useless conversations and bless the rest of the day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, which chapter are we in? Six. Now it happened when Sanballat and Tobiah, Geshem, the Arabs, and the rest of the enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall, and that there were no breaks left in, though at the time I had not hung the doors in the gate, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, "Come, let us meet together among the villages of in the plain of Una." But they thought to do me harm. So I sent a message to them, saying, "I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?" But they sent me this message four times, and I answered them in the same manner. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me as before, the fifth time, with an open letter and in his hand. In it was written, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshem says that you and the Jews plan to rebuild. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the wall that you may be their king. And you have also appointed prophets to proclaim concerning you at Jerusalem, saying, 'There is a king in Judah.' Now these matters will be reported to the king. So come, therefore, and let us consult together." Then I sent to him, saying, "No such things as you say are being done, but you invent them in your own heart. For they all were trying to make us afraid, saying, 'Their hands will be weakened in the work, and it will not be done.' Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Afterward, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was a secret informer. And he said, "Let us meet together in the temple. Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple. And let us close the doors of the temple, and they are coming, for they are coming to kill you. Indeed, at night they will come to kill you." And I said, "Should such a man as I flee? And who is there such as I who would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in." Then I perceived that God had not sent them at all, but that he pronounced his prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. For this reason, he was hired, that I should be afraid and act in that way and sin, so that they might have cause for evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, remember Tobiah and Sanballat, according to their works, and the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets who would have made me afraid." So the wall was finished on the 25th day of September, in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it, and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. Also in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and letters of Tobiah came to them, for many in Judah were pledged to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Ara, the son of Jehoiada, had married the daughter of Meshullam, the son of Birachanim. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and reported my words to him. Tobias sent letters to trust me. Have any questions? Alright. Verses about brotherhood or brothers?
Treat your brothers.
Treat your brothers. Okay. Let's start. You got one, Jaden? Oh, actually, just go on.
John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
1 Peter 4:8. And above all things, have fear of God, the one Father, for love his mother and hope for your sins.
Do you remember any verses from last week? I mean, the week before? Falling away? You got one?
You tell them to see.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the food.